So, dads, I think the lesson is that if you're walking down the sidewalk with your kids and somebody approaches you with a camera and a microphone to ask you questions, yeah, don't do it. Like, just run. It's a trap. Happy Father's Day to all the dads. I don't know if you've noticed or not, but everybody's angry. I mean, there's anger about racism. There's anger about unjust killings, and rightfully so. There's anger in protests. There's anger about protests. There's anger in political movements. There's anger about political movements. There's anger in rioting. There's anger about rioting. There's anger in the media. There's anger about the media. There's anger in our social media, anger in our conversations. There's anger in every single direction that we look right now. Our world is just angry. But I don't want to talk about what we're mad about anymore. That's the easy part, and we're really good at that. We're really good at telling everyone about how everything is wrong and what people should be mad about. We're good at that, and that's the easy part. But right now, the list is just overwhelming. The list of things that people are upset about, the things that we're upset about. I mean, of course, like, I'm upset. I'm mad about racism. I'm mad that it still exists. I'm mad that it's hurt more people than I could ever realize. And it's gone on for so long, and it should never exist because all races were created in the image of God. I'm mad that people are afraid right now because their skin color is different than mine. I'm mad that law enforcement officers with integrity, great men and women who do their job so well, are being spit on because of the actions of others that wear the same uniform. I'm mad because it feels like I'm always being lied to by the media, whether it's right-leaning or left-leaning. It doesn't matter. It just seems like we're always being sold an agenda that's actually disguised as news. I mean, those are just a few of the hot topics that are going on right now. We're good at talking about what we're mad about, but that's the easy part. It's the easy part. Without going into an itemized list, let me just try to clarify what we should be mad about. Our God is a God of love, grace, truth, and justice. Anything that breaks those things down, we probably should be mad about. But as you look around everywhere, like, where's anger really getting us? Like, what kind of progress has anger made for us? I mean, all we see is more and more anger and less progress towards justice and restoration. Now, anger in and of itself, that it's okay. It's okay. But I'm tired of it dominating everything. I'm tired of the yelling. I'm tired of the finger pointing. I'm tired of the clenched teeth. I'm tired of the witch hunts. I'm tired of the slander. I'm tired of the assumptions. I'm tired of the raised blood pressure. I'm just tired of all of it. And I think you are too. We hit on this last week that right now, all of us, no matter who you are, doesn't matter who you are, we're all in the middle of a spiritual battle right now. And our enemy, the enemy, is really, really good at taking our anger and twisting it so that it burns everything down. Anger can actually be something that brings about justice and restoration, the right kind of anger. But the enemy twists it and uses it only for destruction right now. All we see is destruction in the wake of anger. That's it. There's plenty of things that we should be angry about, absolutely. And we can't be dismissive. We can't be dismissive at all about those things. But the conversation that needs to be had right now is, why are we really angry? And what do we do with our anger right now? Anger, again, in and of itself is okay. But do you really know why you're mad? The reason I ask that question is that what you're angry about and why you're angry, those can be two different things. It's really easy for somebody to come in and say, you know what, I'm just ticked off about this. You know, you fill in the blank. But what they're really mad about is something completely different. And usually that means it's something much more deep. Now, we can take things that are external and deal with those problems and those issues very easily. But a lot of times, the stuff that's internal, we just ignore that. That's a lot easier to just push to the side. I mean, we're dealing with big issues right now. We are literally seeing history shift. This is a turning point in time. What we can do without even realizing it is we can take external people and events and turn them into targets for our own internal anger. Now, here's what I mean. Think about this. I can take something that I'm wrestling with in here, some anger that I've got internally that maybe I've never dealt with before. Maybe I don't even know the cause of that anger. I've ignored it. I've never dealt with it. I can take that anger and project it onto external events or people and say, that's what I'm mad about. But really, I'm mad about something completely different. I can do that without even realizing it. That doesn't solve anything. That just compounds the problem. Here's what I'm getting at, and this is what I mean. There's two different types of anger. There's righteous anger and there's selfish anger. Selfish anger comes whenever you get mad about your own personal preferences or your own selfish desires being interrupted by someone or something else. You know, if life isn't going the way that I thought it would, if I'm not getting what I want, if things aren't playing out the way that I think that they should, and then I get mad, anger comes out of that, that's selfish anger. There's so much of that in play right now. It's because the human nature is selfish. Now, I'm a selfish person. And if I'm being really honest, the majority of the time when I get upset, it's usually because something is disrupting my comfort, my convenience, or my consumption. That's just the truth. And as I pull the layers back on whatever that is that's making me mad, if I'm pulling the layers back and I'm diving down deep to see why am I really upset, and I find out that it's because it's all about me, that's selfish anger. But righteous anger, that's something completely different. Righteous anger can actually get stuff done, and it can actually bring about justice. Righteous anger looks to protect other people, to serve other people, to restore other people. Righteous anger is about love and grace and truth and justice. It's not only about those things, but it actually shows those things. Anger that is about division, destruction, fear, and hostility, that's not righteous at all. That's selfish. So right now, why are you angry? What kind of anger do you have? Is it righteous or selfish? Because as we look out into the world right now, we're seeing lots of both. We're seeing a lot of righteous anger out in the world. We're seeing a lot of selfish anger too. With everything that's going on in the world right now, whether it's racial tension, the law enforcement debate, political division, the pandemic, any of that stuff, right now is a perfect time for anybody to just let out bottled up internal selfish anger that you've never dealt with. I mean, just pick a topic, whether it's racism or law enforcement or privilege, you can take stuff that you've never dealt with, selfish anger, and you can just spew it out onto all of those things, and nobody's ever gonna know the difference. Anybody that's mad today, publicly mad, showing that they're angry, anybody like that is completely justified right now. Nobody knows whether it's righteous anger or selfish anger. In fact, it all looks righteous. But that's where the problem comes in. That's what we're really tired of. There's so much selfish anger that's going on that's disguised as righteous anger. We're just sick of it. I mean, think about it. Nobody is tired of righteous anger. Nobody is tired of people fighting for things that are about love and grace and truth and justice. No, nobody's tired of that at all. That's a really, really good thing. What we're tired of is when we see selfish anger come out in that disguise and blow up all over people. That's why it's so important for us to understand ourselves. Like, what kind of anger? Why am I really mad? Is my anger righteous or is it selfish? And don't judge other people either. Don't judge what other kind of anger everybody else has. We just need to see, all of us as individuals make the shift to dig down deep into ourselves to see what's really going on. We've got to understand what kind of anger we've got. Is it righteous or is it selfish? Righteous anger speaks up for justice. Selfish anger tries to silence the ones that speak up and the ones that have a different opinion. Righteous anger peacefully protests things that are wrong. Selfish anger just burns down city blocks. Righteous anger stands up for others. Selfish anger just makes assumptions about others. So why are you really angry? I mean, forget all the topics that we're all dealing with right now. Forget all those topics. Are you angry because your comfort and your convenience is being threatened? Are you angry because life isn't going the way that you thought it should? Are you angry because you feel like nobody's listening to you? Are you angry because you're not getting what you want? Are you angry because people are disagreeing with you? Are you angry because people have a different opinion? Are you angry because somebody's not conforming? Are you mad just to be mad? Now, sometimes people talk about anger as if it's a sin. They talk about anger like, you shouldn't be angry. It's sinful. It's not. It's not at all. Anger is a natural emotion that we all experience. In fact, There's a problem if you don't get angry about certain things, right? We should be angry about racism. We should be angry about unjust killings. We should be angry about law enforcement officers that have integrity being attacked. We should be angry about people's personal property and businesses and homes being destroyed by riots. We should be angry about those things. Jesus got angry. People throughout the Bible got angry. Anger is a natural emotion we all have, and there's a lot of anger right now. But when it comes to anger, what matters is us knowing why we're angry and then knowing what to do with it. Proverbs 14:29 says, a person with understanding controls their anger, but a hot temper shows great foolishness. A hot temper shows great foolishness. I like the way the Message translation says it. It says a quick-tempered person stockpiles stupidity. Like, that's direct and that's really true. Now think about a person that's got a quick temper. You know, that guy or the girl that is a walking volcano and you just never know when they're gonna erupt. When you're thinking through, hey, who's a person that makes good decisions when they're mad? That person's probably not coming to mind, are they? No, not at all. A quick temper is a sign of selfish anger. It's acting out of selfish anger. That's all it is. And Proverbs says that a quick temper is actually stupid. Selfish anger is actually stupid. So we talked last week about the real spiritual battle that's going on. Well, a quick temper, selfish anger, the enemy will use that like gasoline being thrown on a fire. Racism, injustice, power abuse, those are just some of his weapons in this spiritual battle that all of us are in. Selfish anger, quick-tempered anger, just makes those weapons all the more dangerous. But a person with understanding, controlling your anger, that's a different ballgame. A person with understanding knows why they're angry, and people that can control their anger, they know what to do with their anger. So our culture thinks that wrath and anger are the same thing. We just assume that anger means wrath and we've got to be wrathful when we're angry. But anger and wrath are two different things. Wrath is extreme, resentful, vengeful anger that's meant for retaliation only. That's all that wrath cares about. Wrath is only going to destroy things. It never heals things. Wrath is about revenge. But that's not our business. Revenge is not our business. The reason why is because wrath was taken care of on the cross. All of the wrath throughout human history, past, present, and future, wrath that came from racism and injustice and abuse and violence, all of that wrath was poured out at one time on one person. Jesus went to the cross and took on that wrath by being beaten beyond mercy and then nailed to a cross so he would be humiliated as he died in the most agonizing death possible. When Jesus took on all of that wrath for and from mankind, he took that wrath and that revenge out of our hands. He took on that wrath so that you and I would never have to experience it if we believe in him, if we have faith in him, if we follow him. Because Jesus took wrath away from us on the cross, we should never be people that try to dish it out to other people. Our business is not revenge or retaliation. We're all about restoration. So then what do we do with our anger? Well, the first thing that we do is we listen. Listening is such an underrated and powerful action. James 1:19 says this. It says, be quick to listen and then slow to speak and slow to become angry. And we're really good at the opposite. We're really good at the opposite. We are really quick to speak. We're really quick to get angry. And then we're really slow to listen. And James goes on and he says this. Man's anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. That's got to be convicting. God desires love and grace and truth and justice and restoration. That's what God desires. Things that cause division and destruction and fear and hostility. We see that all over the place today. That's not what Jesus is about. That's not what the people that love and follow Jesus are about. That's not what LifeBridge is about. So if we listen, if we're quick to listen, well, then we can understand. If we're quick to listen, then we can gather our thoughts and discern whether our anger is actually helpful for other people because it's serving, or we can determine, no, actually our anger is harmful for other people because it's actually self-serving. If we're quick to listen, then we can control our anger. It says in Proverbs 14 that if people of understanding, they can control their anger. Well, if we listen, then we can be people of understanding. So right now, ask people questions. Ask people that have a different skin color than you, ask them how they feel. Ask them about their experience. Ask them about what they see. Ask them about what they think should happen. Ask them about what they think you should do. And then ask law enforcement and first responders the same questions. Ask them how they feel. Ask them about their experience. Ask them about what they see. Ask them about what they think needs to happen. Ask them about what they think you should do. Questions are far, far greater than statements. I want the questions I ask to be much better than the statements that I make. Listening allows us to do that. Listening allows us to understand. Listening allows us to control our anger. But listening doesn't mean that we don't speak. It just means that we've got to listen more than the speaking that we actually do. For a person that speaks on a regular basis, I got a lot of listening to do. And that's true for all of us right now, because right now is a time that we have to speak. We have to speak for racial equality, and we have to speak against racism. We have to speak for law enforcement and speak against power abuse. We have to speak for justice and speak against injustice. But remember this. How you say something is just as important as what you say. How you say something is just as important as what you say. So when you speak, have a posture of peace, not a posture of hostility. Proverbs 15:1 actually says this: a gentle word will turn away wrath, but a harsh word, that'll stir up anger. And how true is that? You know, whatever you have to say, it could be 100% truth. It could be absolute truth. But if you say it while you're screaming with your teeth clenched and a finger in somebody's face, nobody's listening to you. They're just going to fight you at that point. You've stirred up anger. Well, Matt, I've never done that. I've never yelled at someone. I've never put my finger in their face when I'm talking to them. And I sure hope not. But what about your emails or your social media posts? I mean, that's the same thing. The posts that you make or the emails that you send, are they coming across like they've got a finger in somebody's face? Like you're saying it with clenched teeth, that you're screaming at people. I mean, I see so much of this kind of speaking going on today. And I think this is one of the reasons why the only progress we're making is creating more division. I mean, there's some great things about social media, but it can be dangerous if it's used poorly. Don't be the person that's just tweeting out divisive and destructive things. Don't be posting divisive and destructive things. If you want to have a conversation, and let me be clear, social media is not speaking. Speaking is two-way communication. It's having a face-to-face conversation. So if you want to have a conversation about the things that are going on today, the events that are unfolding, how history is literally turning on a spot right in front of us, if you want to have those conversations, do it face-to-face. Don't do it through a keyboard. Don't post things that are shots. Don't post angry rhetoric that's only divisive and destructive. Because I'll tell you this, I've never heard somebody say this. Oh yeah, my mind was completely changed after I read the really angry article that you posted or you retweeted. That's never happened. But what if we only posted things that were about love? And I know that sounds so cliche, but honestly, listen to me for a second. What if we posted things that pointed to love and truth and grace and justice and encouragement? What if everything that was posted or emailed, what if it was all encouragement? I mean, can you imagine what our world would feel like? I know everybody feels so brave behind a keyboard. Like you can post or write whatever you want with no consequences, but words matter. Words matter right now, whether it's verbal or whether it's digital. What if we all post things that were encouraging? How would that change the world? Can you imagine that actually happening? It can. We just have to lead the way. You can be mad and still be respectful. You can be mad and still have a posture of peace. You can be mad and still speak with civility. And it's so much easier to do that if you listen first. Listen, not to respond, listen to understand. So if we listen, we can understand. And if we understand, Proverbs says that we can actually control our anger. That's the second thing we do, is control your anger. Don't ignore it, don't suppress it. It's only going to make you bitter and eventually it's just going to destroy you from the inside out. don't vent it recklessly either, but control it. Controlled anger is like fire in a fireplace. It's got a purpose, it's safe, it's being controlled so that it's helpful. Uncontrolled anger is like, it's like a wildfire. It can spread quickly and destroy everything around it. A fireplace lets you control what the fire does. A wildfire, that controls what you do. Ephesians 4 says, don't sin by letting your anger control you. You ever felt controlled by your anger? Don't sin by letting your anger control you. Don't let the sun go down while you're still angry, because anger gives the devil a foothold. So unchecked, unsettled, uncontrolled anger, the enemy will use that against you and against other people. And right now we see that going on all over the place. It's not even discreet right now. Proverbs 16 goes on and says that this, it says, better to be patient than powerful, better to have self-control than conquer a city. So self-control, something we don't pay a whole lot of attention to. Self-control is greater than conquest. Here's what we do with everything going on, whether we realize it or not. Our uncontrolled selfish anger, we can use that to conquer things, conquer events, conquer people. Maybe those things that we want to conquer are unjust and wrong. That's great. But uncontrolled anger, hear me on this, uncontrolled anger always, always, always causes damage, not healing. Always. Whether we're talking about racism or injustice, or we're talking about our families, or in our businesses, or in our schools, or in our relationships, if you lose your cool, if you lose your cool, you may lose what matters most to you. Stay in control. So if we listen, we can understand. If we can understand, that we can control our anger. If we can control our anger, then we can love. Love is the most important thing that we do. It is the most important thing that we do. Love is not an emotion or a feeling. Love is a decided action. Love and anger aren't opposed to each other either. In fact, righteous anger comes from real love. I'm angry about racism because I love my friends that are Black, Latino, and Asian. I'm angry about injustice because I love a God of justice. I'm angry about law enforcement officers being attacked because I love my friends that are law enforcement officers. Righteous anger comes from real love. So it's okay to get mad. Just get mad through the lens of love. Get mad while you show love. Well, how? I think probably the most classic verses in the Bible on love give us a great filter on how to do that. This is 1 Corinthians 13. It says this, love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous. It's not boastful. It's not proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It's not irritable. It keeps no record of being wrong. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever truth wins out. Love never gives up. Love never loses faith. It's always hopeful, and it endures through every circumstance. You can be angry and still love like that. In fact, if you're a Christian, you should be mad about injustice or lies or people being hurt while still loving like that. If your anger is righteous, you can love like that. If your anger is selfish, you won't love like that. So which one are you? Patient and kind? No, you're in a hurry and you're a jerk. Is that you? Are you jealous? You boast? Are you proud? Is rude the way that people would always describe you? Do you demand your own way? It's all about you. Are you constantly irritable? Are you keeping records of people wronging you so you can get back at them? Are you apathetic about injustice? Could you care less when truth wins out or lies are spread? Have you given up? Or have you lost faith? Are you not hopeful at all? Have you quit trying to endure? Is that you? Or are you absolutely patient? Patience and kindness just kind of flow out of you. Is that you? You're not jealous. You're not boastful. You're not proud. You're not rude. You're never demanding your own way. In fact, you're demanding that other people get their way first, that they go first, that you can serve them. Or irritable would be the last thing that describes you, that you're actually always pleasant. You're not keeping records of being wrong, but instead you're keeping a list of people that you need to and want to encourage. Is that you? You completely rejoice when justice happens, that when truth wins, you are celebrating. Not only has your love not given up, but your faith has grown stronger. You're more hopeful now than ever, and you are enduring through every circumstance, including a global pandemic, racial crisis, and everything else that's going on in the world. You keep enduring. Which one are you? Which one are you? Be a person that listens. Be a person that understands. Be a person that controls their anger. Be a person that loves. Point people to love, to grace, to truth, and to justice. And all of that stuff is only, it's only found in Jesus. Point them to Jesus. Let me pray for us right now. Father, there's a lot of anger in our world right now. Anger is something that you've displayed when it's righteous. But Father, we get angry about things that we're selfish about. Our world is a selfish world. We're all selfish people. Would you help us discern when we're upset, whether it's about us or about things that are actually righteous, that are pleasing to you? Would you help us to put aside our selfish anger and use righteous anger to fight for others, to stand up for what is right, to stand up for your truth, to stand up for your grace, to stand up for your love, to stand up for your justice? Let us be a church that exudes that, not selfish anger. Help us, Father. I pray that you would calm the turmoil, that you would heal our nation, that you would heal our world, that you would heal people, and that you would use the church to do that. Let us be examples of what it looks like right now to be peaceful, even though we might be upset. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.